Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, I wish somebody had about just two more minutes. Thank you, Jesus, to just bow down and worship Him. Worship Him. Oh, worship Him. I know you may be busy, but I got to bow down and I've got to worship Him. Entering. Oh, entering. I just want to forget all about myself and just bow down and worship Him. Bow down and worship Him. Feel your presence in this place. Thank you, Jesus. There's a consuming fire in this place. Can you feel His presence?
you, Lord Jesus.
Before you. Bow down, bow down, bow down, bow down. Bow down before you.
We bow down before you.
Because you're worthy.
Because you're worthy.
You're worthy of all the glory. Praise your
song. Yes, yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
I just bowed down here and said, thank you, Jesus.
I say thank you, Jesus.
I just bowed down here and said, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
You put food on my table and I thank you.
Whoa.
Clothes on my back and I thank you.
Hallelujah.
People need to know what God has really done for us.
Jesus.
I want people to know that His power is so real.
Mm.
It's no act.
Thank you, Jesus.
No act, no act, no act.
When my flesh gets weak, He renews my strength.
Yeah,
you know. I dare you to get into His presence. I dare you. I dare you. I dare you to get into His presence. I dare you to just forget all about you. I dare you. I dare you to just say, Lord, just do something for me right now. I came out this
right
afternoon.
Now.
I need you to do something for me right,
right now.
That burden that you had, you don't have to take it back.
In your hands, Pastor Hamilton. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your name, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless you for your prayer, God.
Bless His name.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, we bless you today, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, we just stay in your presence, Lord. Stay.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Oh, we bless you, Lord. Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord Jesus.
Give you glory today, Jesus.
Thank you for your sacrifice, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your power, Jesus.
Glory to God.
Thank you for your anointing, Jesus.
Yes, God. Hallelujah.
We thank you for your glory right now, Jesus.
Your glory.
Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your favor right now, Lord Jesus.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
Lord, we thank you for your love right now, Lord Jesus. We thank you for your forgiveness right now, Lord Jesus. Oh, da, 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 Papa. Lord, we thank you for your guidance, Lord Jesus. We thank you for your authority right now, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord, we thank you for your Son right now, Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. 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 I just cry out to you now, Lord Jesus. I just bow down before you, Lord Jesus. We want more of you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We just give it to you right now, Lord. We just die of myself. Oh, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. All the things that we're going through, all the things that we're dealing with, all the situations, and we just give them all up to you right now, Lord Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord, we want to hear clearly from you, Lord Jesus, and we can't do it if we just hold on to the things of this world, Lord. Take them away from us right now, Lord, as we willfully
right.
give them up to you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, just let your anointing just fall down right now, Lord, just. Because our praises, Lord, we lift our praises up to you, Lord.
To you, God, to you, God.
Lord, we just come before you, Lord. We enter your courts right now, Lord, with thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving, God.
And, Lord, we just want you, Jesus. We want to be healed by you, Jesus.
Yes.
We want to be led by you, Jesus.
Yes, God.
We want to be forgiven by you, Lord Jesus. Lord, restore us today, Lord Jesus.
Yes, God.
Today on your altar, Lord, we bring our wounds, Lord.
We
bring on the altar today all of our pain, Lord Jesus.
Yes, God.
Today we bring on the altar all of our hurts, Heavenly Father.
Oh,
all of our sorrows, Lord Jesus. We bring them before you today, Lord Jesus. We want to be released. Lord, we want to be healed, Heavenly Father God. So we just want to worship you in this right now, Lord. We want to bring to you our sacrifice, our monumental sacrifice.
Yes, God.
Those things we think we got to hold on to, Lord, we want to bring them to you today, Lord Jesus. We want to put these on the altar today, Lord Jesus, because we don't want to leave here the same as we came, Lord. We want to leave this place different, change, rearrange, Lord. Transformed by the renewing of our minds and your word, Lord Jesus. But we got to bring these things to him right now, family. We got to come to his altar, not just with empty prayers. We got to come to his altar today with those things that we've been holding on to. Those things that we just won't let go.
Yes.
Those things that keep burdening our lives. Those things that keep reminding us of our past. Hurts, pains, and sorrows.
Yes, God.
Lord, we want to bring those to you today, Lord.
We want to cast
all of our cares, our worries, our pains, our sorrows unto you today, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
And as we worship you, Lord, in spirit and in truth, Lord, we ask for a divine transformation of our minds, of our spirits, and of our bodies right now, Lord Jesus, to totally transform us. Totally transform us, Lord, to be available for you. Available for you to give you what you want from us. We're not asking for a thing, Heavenly Father God, but what can we do to get closer to you? That's our worship today, Lord Jesus. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We love you, Lord Jesus. I just can't get enough of loving you, Lord Jesus. Oh, la, 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 la. So, Lord, take us into another dimension, Heavenly Father God. Take us higher today, Lord. We are really ready and available right now for your word. So, Heavenly Father God, as I decrease, Lord, as I allow you, Lord, to step in right now, of all the thoughts I may have had, of all the designs that I thought I put together, Lord, I just give it to you right now, Lord, and I ask you to guide me, Lord. Speak through me, Heavenly Father God. I die of myself. I don't want to be Edward right now, Lord. I want to be you. I want to represent whatever you would have come out of my mouth, Lord Jesus. I just want it to be of you. And, Lord, I thank you, Lord. I just worship you. Oh, family, we can't get enough of worship, family. We got to understand that worship is the key to to healing relationships, to bonding the relationship, to being in the relationship. It's in the worship. Thank you, Jesus. Have your way, Lord Jesus. Have your way. But we ask of you, Lord, to do what you always do. We're looking for a spectacular move, Heavenly Father God. And as we touch and agree as family, as we touch and agree as brothers and sisters, as we touch and agree as fellow warriors, Lord, we come together in oneness. In oneness. And we just say, have your way in your son Jesus' name. Amen, 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 amen. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hello, family. I know that you know that you're loved and appreciated.
Yes.
Highly esteemed and favored in the name of Jesus. Not by man, but by Jesus. Not because of how you look, but Jesus. Not because of what you wear, but Jesus. Not if you're cute or if you're this or if you're that, but just because of Jesus, you are loved and appreciated. And as this series teaching has went forth, healing relationships. Oh, I just find myself in awe as God has shown me some fundamental steps that are very important for all of us in receiving inner healing and those of us that are going to minister inner healing. This is, you know, oh, Jesus, this is so vital, in a vital part of deliverance ministry. Setting souls free. You know, we talked about it last week about him being in us and us being in him. And what a dynamic next step, because as we go forward to inner healing, about being whole, of being made into right standing, to being able to live life fully, productively, in purpose, walking in purpose. As we begin to walk this walk and then begin to talk the talk, oh, hallelujah, we must understand that God has, he wants to take away. See, before we can go out and do for others, we must look in the mirror. We must deal with self. And I know God has put us forth because we are supposed to be evangelistic and ministering, and that we talked about last week about going and making disciples and developing others as we've been developed, that we're supposed to go.
Yes.
But the steps before we go, because you got to know that you can't walk out wounded. You can't go out in pain. Yes, I know we can put on a mask and we can forget for a minute the problems that we're going through and some of the things from our past. But if you ever remember me saying this before, we can never go any farther in our now if we live by our past, because our past, our past hurts, our past pains, our past sorrows, they will always remind us. Remember, we're thinkers. We think like Christ, but our mind is in a battlefield. So we're constantly at war to who is going to be in control. Are we going to allow our subconscious mind to be in control, where it reminds us of what our friends used to do, or what some of us, you know, that weren't raised in proper environments, and how our parents used to be, and those things that
that our society and that our lives and that this world will continue to remind us of. The war is that we must fight to become conscious in God, knowing that we must be delivered inner. Let's stop trying to fix the outer. Yes, we go to the barbershop, and yes, we go and get our nails and our pedicures and our manicures, and we do all these things because we want to present ourselves in a night. But our first steps is the inner part. And when we're going to be ministers of this inner healing, we must understand first that God wants to take away our wounds and pains, hurts and sorrows. God's desire is to heal our wounds. He wants to take our pain and our hurt from us. You know how you can love somebody so much that you wish you could take their pain or their suffering from them? A daughter or a son that's going through something, you know how you love them so much that you want to take that, you wish that you could just bear that burden from them? That's how Jesus feels about us. He loves us so much that he paid the price for our emotional healing in the work on the cross. Let's look at the scripture here. Isaiah 53:4. It reads, it says, "Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted." That's the word. He carried our sorrows in his work on the cross. The New Testament Greek tells us that the word sorrows here literally refers to anguish, affliction, great pain, and sorrow. See, Jesus took these things and paid the price with his own blood. Family, we need to know that God desires to heal your broken heart and bind up your wounds. Now, watch what the word says again. It says in Psalms 147:3, it says, "He healeth the broken heart and bindeth up their wounds." I mean, family, don't we want to receive healing from our emotional wounds, our pains, our sorrows, our griefs, our anguish? It is vital today, right now. When? Immediately, right now, it is vital that we take advantage of what Christ has done for us, finally. Yes, we talked about it. Yes, we've read about it. Yes, we've preached about it. But today, we need to take advantage, full advantage. See, the things that have happened, the things that have been done for us are for our advantage. And yes, we preach a good sermon. And yes, but do we really take advantage of what Christ has really done for us?
My.
And learn to really, now, come on, let's keep it 100. And I know those, everybody should understand that means keeping it real. That means keeping it straightforward. Let's keep it 100 and learn that have we really cast all our cares on the Lord? I mean, I'll tell you this from experience. We'll get down on our knees and we'll cry out to the Lord to remove, to help, and to cure a situation. But as soon as it starts looking a little bit like we can handle it, we want to go back and take back what we've asked him to take away. So what I'm saying is that have we really taken advantage of what Christ has done for us? That to learn today that when we really cast all our cares, all our problems, all our worries on the Lord, that they must stay with him. That, you know, we think that it's not working because they keep coming back, but have we really given it all to him? Not just some of them, but all of them. Not just part-time, but all of them. Knowing that he cares for us, and his desire, his desire, desire is to take those things away from us, that we don't have to worry about them anymore. He wants to restore us into right standing. Watch this. 1 Peter 5:7, and this is the scripture everybody should know. It says that casting all, not just some, not just one, not just those that look like they're manageable, it's those that I make and handle on my own. It says, casting all your care upon him. Now, at the end of this, now there's a semicolon there, but then it says, understand this, for he careth for you. He's doing this because he desires for you to walk in wholeness. He desires for us to be in right standing, not tomorrow, not 5 years from now, not 10 years from now, but right now, immediately. There's no time for planning. There's no no. He says, cast all your care upon him. Right now. For he careth for you. Right now. Not next year. I'm going to push this thing with this family because we need to stay in the mindset of a now God that we serve with right now, that wants to heal you right now, that wants to deliver you right now, that wants to take away your pain right now. See, we want to see God work, but do we see him as he really is? So right now, today, we're going to go higher. We're going to really acknowledge and take advantage of what Christ has done for us. So if you're writing this down, number one, I just understand, number one, step, the fundamental step to inner healing, to inner love, to having what God has said you can have, is that God wants, not God needs, not God, he wants to take your wounds, your pains, your hurts, and your sorrows. Let's just make that number one. He wants to, this is his desire, to take it away immediately. God wants to take it away immediately. And then you can just put whatever you want after that, because it says all. Now watch. Number two. As we've learned and accept and take advantage of the fact that the Word has shown us that God desires to take it away, we have to now take some steps. We have to now get in line. We have to now do some stuff to now initiate what God wants to do. Number two is, us personally, family, we have to release those hurt, painful, and fearful emotions into the hands of Jesus. See, by us hanging on to fear, hurt, pain, that can actually block the healing power of the Holy Spirit in our souls. See, it is vital for us to open up and, as I said before, take advantage of what Christ has done. See, if we don't acknowledge and start to activate by releasing the hurt, that means we're hanging on to stuff. That means that we're not allowing or taking advantage of what God wants to do and has already done. So if we hang on to stuff, it can actually block the power of the Holy Spirit in our souls. And we wonder why we're struggling. And we wonder why we're going through. And we wonder why. See, That's a mindset. Remember, at the beginning I said it's a war. It's a war between the conscious and the subconscious mind. It's not a battle in the body. It's not a battle from left hand to right hand. It's not a battle from left foot to right foot. It's a battle in the mind. It's a battle where the conscious man, who is connected with God through what? Through relationship, through connection. Remember we said it's the power in us that dwells. It's not what's on us. It's that relationship. See, in that conscious mind, that's where we can have a sound mind. That's where we're renewed in the spirit of the mind. That says that in Ephesians 4:23. See, in this battle, and I'm going to keep backwards, but back and forward from this releasing power and understanding that's not something you do in your body, it's something that we have to do in our mind. It's through the thinking process. We must change the way we think. So if we thought one way, today we have to think a whole nother way. We have to leave this place today with a renewed mind that now we are going to take advantage of what he's done for us, that we're going to really walk in the correct anointing, and we're going to follow his word to the fullest. And it's by casting all, and we'll just leave it there, casting all. If it's not in line with the Holy Spirit, if it's not in line for the call in your life, then it needs to be cast. If it's not edifying your relationship with God and your ability to become what God has set you to be, then you need to cast that thing today to release the hurt, let the pain go, all that fearful emotions. Yes? I could start with me. Whenever we want to start doing something, the first opposition that comes up is fear. We now second guess what the word has said we're supposed to do. We second guess what opportunities are standing right before us because of fear. Yeah, let's go way back on this one. When Adam and Eve had first sinned, when God came to acknowledge that God already knows, but when he came to the man and the woman to acknowledge that they had sinned, what was the first thing they did? It wasn't run. It wasn't cry. But they hid. See, the spirit of fear will make you hide. That's the first emotional attack from sin, or at least from what the Bible tells me, is because that was, you know, they could have done a lot of different things on that first acknowledgement from God. But they didn't. They hid. They took on a spirit of fear. See, we got to get fear out of this thing, because fear will hold us back. It will block the anointing, the Holy Spirit in our souls, that we can truly be healed. And family, God can do whatever God wants to do. We've acknowledged that as a fact. We've acknowledged that through the word of God, that it's already done. But it has to be activated by us. We have to be the ones to allow this power and this anointing and this healing to be a part of our lives. It's vital to open up. It's vital to allow the Lord to heal our wounds today. Look at the word. Look at the word. Luke 4:18. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering the sight of the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. See, that, you know, we're being taught there that when the Spirit of God is upon you, He has anointed us to preach this gospel. He has sent us to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives. But if we have not walked in this healing ourselves, then we are just reading a scripture. Remember we talked about taking this word and transforming it not only from letter, because I can read a good scripture, but can I walk in the anointing of what the word has said into life? Am I taking advantage of what God has done in my life to allow Him to really heal me, to really correct me, so now I can do what the word says I can do? Jesus paid the price for the healing of our souls and to set us from bondage, that we have come from under the bruises that we receive. Family, it is important to God that we receive this inner healing. His Son paid a costly price for it. He doesn't want to see what He's done for us go in vain. Watch this. Here's the word again. Matthew 11, 28 and 30. It says, "Come unto me, all," there's that word again, "all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will," remember I told you before, will and shall in the Bible is a promise. "I will give you rest." 29 says, "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy," woo, "and my burden is light." See, it's not speaking about physical burden, but a burden in a person's soul. It's made very, very evident here, family, in the later part of this passage where it says, "Ye shall," that's a promise, "ye shall find rest upon your soul." See, Jesus is telling us right there. He's making it clear, plain, and prolific for us to come to Him and give Him our heavy burden and take His yoke, which is light, and it's easy to bear. See, once you cast all unto Him, He now allows you to have a freedom that allows you to have another set of joy. That now it's easy to go through. It's easy to stay in line with Him. It's easy to think like Him. So now we can act like Him. Then we can do just what He did in order. Ye shall find rest unto your souls. That is dynamic. I mean, it's just straightforward. If you give it to me, son, daughter, I will. If you take full advantage of what I've done for you, if you truly believe what I said, if you truly are willing to acknowledge the fact that it's not you doing it, but it's me. See, that's what we get caught up in, that, you know, I'm fixing me. I designed this. I did this. Oh, yes, this is anointing on me. And I can do, no, we have to understand that it's only Jesus. There is no other way. Come to Him today, family. Let's give Him our heavy burdens. Let's activate it by taking his yoke, which is light and easy to bear. Today must be the day that we allow our painful emotions to be released unto him. All the people that have done you wrong, all the people that have scandalized your name, all the people, all the things, all the circumstances that have somehow held you back from doing what you're supposed to do, got to be released today, right now. And we got to give it unto the Lord. Yes, it's okay to cry. It's okay to let damaged emotions come out as they are given unto him. But see, holding on to the pain will only prevent us from being truly healed. Sometimes you just got to tell somebody. Sometimes you got to just let it out. Sometimes you got to find somebody that you, in a physical, tangible relationship, trust enough that you can confess, speak those things out of you. But see, by holding on to the pain, it will only hurt us. By holding on to it, believing that we're strong enough or we're good enough to do this thing, No, we must let it go, because holding on to it will prevent us from being truly healed. Now, that's not just past it. Watch. This is the word, James 5 and 16. It says, confess your faults one to another. And then on top of that, it's not just a running sentence, here's a comma. And then on top of that, you must pray for one another that ye may be healed. That's where the effectual prayer of the righteous man availeth much. See, we must start building relationships and allowing ourselves to trust that we can find people that we can confide in. We gotta see, by activating what God has done for us, we have to know that we gotta get it out of us. I don't trust nobody. Everybody always telling my business. Well, maybe we're not checking the people that we're telling off his stuff to. So as we develop godly relationships, knowing that there's nothing I say to Pastor Ed that's ever going to be said again, because I know I can trust him. See, I try to stay unmessy as possible, family. People come to me talking about somebody. Before I want to hear one word, and if anybody knows me, they know this is very true, even in the business world. Someone comes to me and says, well, I want to tell you about Evangelist Bernard. Before I hear one word, I got to get Evangelist Bernard on the phone. Because I am not going to let someone else speak words of death or discouragement unto me without the other person being a part. So automatically, people know, don't come to me with no mess, because the first thing I'm going to do is, all right, well, hold on. Before you tell me anything, let me get the other person here in the office, or let me get the other person on the phone, on speakerphone, and I need you to tell me this in front of that person. It eliminates mess. But it also lets people know that if you're going to call Pastor E, you better keep it real with him, because he gonna call you on it.
All right.
So now the people who trust me and the people that I trust, I can call them and say, hey, brother, man, I need to confess, man, I had a fault. I had a problem. I need you to pray for me, because God has healed me. But the word says that I must confess my faults one to another. But it's our responsibility now, and I know this is going to throw some people off a little bit, but it's our responsibility to who we allow in our lives. We're so easy to say, this person was sick. We're so easy to say, this happened and this. No, even though they may be sent, it's still our responsibility to analyze, to do an assessment of what this person is and what they are supposed to be for you. Because everybody's not a confidant. Everybody's not a partner. Everybody's not this, that, or another. There are positions for people, but it's up to us, as being conscious. Here we go again, because the war is between being conscious and subconscious. Thank you, Jesus. I'm gonna break this down a little bit before we go any farther, because I know I keep throwing out the conscious and the subconscious. To be a conscious individual means that we are led by the Spirit. We are led by a creative vision that comes not from the outside, it comes from the inside. Being conscious gives us the ability to recognize first what it is. Then, as a conscious-minded person, we now can identify if that's for me or for you. And then after you identify, when you're conscious, you now organize it. And now you take advantage of, once you've recognized, identified, and organized it, you can now find it away as being no good right now or maybe something later on. See, we have to be conscious enough that we see the things that are before us, because the subconscious mind, it just wants to lead us by the flesh, by faulty perceptions, unreliable sources, untrustworthy. It's where John 10:10 comes into life, that the enemy comes but to rob, kill, and destroy. He wants to make our thinking logical, because logical means I have to see it. It's tangible. But in the conscious mind, it says that we walk by faith and not by sight, because it's an inner relationship. That's where we go into the building a relationship with God, that now is staying connected to Him. It's by having a relationship with Him. It's by walking in the steps that have been ordered by the Lord. So it's a battle, constant battle. We must fight to stay conscious, because it takes work to be in a relationship with God. But all we got to do is just say, yeah, in the subconscious world, and it just goes and goes and goes and goes, and it ends up imploding in us, destroying our inner man, because the enemy comes but to rob, kill, and destroy. Not your flesh, but your spiritual connection with God. That's the battle. The battle is he wants to blind you from seeing the things of the Spirit. He wants to rob, kill, and destroy your relationship with God, so you're led by your five senses. How it smells, how it sounds, how it feels, how it looks, how it tastes on the outside. He wants to remind you of your culture and authority, how your mama did it. Some of us have been going to the same church for 30 years, haven't changed or grown one bit. I'm not talking about ministry. I'm talking about us. Because, see, the ministry that was for your mother may have withstood you through your growing pains and times, but now there may be another ministry that would be for you. See, but we get so caught into doing the things the way they've always been done that we'll sit in a bondage situation, because the enemy doesn't want you to go any farther. He'll lead you by what's already been done.
Yes, sir.
He'll lead you by intuition. I thought I could. You've been going to Walmart with the same person for a year. Every time you go to Walmart, that person leaves that store with a pack of gum for free. Well, one day, after a year of seeing this, you figured by intuition you could do it too. But you didn't know that that person blocked the camera or did this or did that a certain way. You just grabbed the gum, put it in your pocket. Before you got out the door, the police stopped you and said, you got something in your pocket that doesn't belong to you. Why did you do that? Because I thought I could. You see, most of us are led by just watching what other folks do. The enemy wants to lead you by past failures. Because, you try to start a business 10 years ago. Yes, you were out of season. Yes, you weren't conscious. But you went forward with the vision. You went out and borrowed all this money and failed in less than 6 months. Took you 10 years to pay all these people back. Finally, you're in your now. Now you're finally coming into fruition of what God has said to do right now. But because you go back to the same people from your past, they keep telling you what you failed to do. So you can't go any farther than your past will ever let you go, because your past will remind you of what you didn't do right. When you cast all your cares on him, that means it's over. It's done. It's finished. There's no more worry. There's no more pain. See, the enemy wants to keep us caught into this realm of a consciousness that we never become what he's truly called us to be. But today is the day for change. Today is the day for acknowledging and taking advantage of what God is going to do. When? Right now. When? Right now. No, family, not tomorrow. Right now. If you're willing to do what he said, if you're willing to go where he said go, if you're willing to allow your burdens, your pain, your hurt to go, today is the day for tremendous healing. Oh, well, you got to put a label on things, and words that we can put to it that can come to life will now edify healing. See, I don't just want to be healed. I want a tremendous healing. It can take place in me today, right now, immediately. But one step here. The word says we must confess unto one another. You can't hold it in no more. You can't think that you're big enough to handle this thing. You can't think that you got it all together. You got to understand, we must let this stuff out. And by confessing one to another, now I know what to pray for. Now I know what to stand in agreement for. But the enemy don't want you to tell me, because he knows the power is in two. He knows that where two are gathered together in his name, he's immediately immediately in the midst. If you sit by yourself, you got a little anointing, but the power is in two. You must connect and join with others that can pray with you, for you, and stand in agreement with you.
Amen.
I'm preaching a good one here, because we don't want to tell people our problems. And this is only step two. I should already be on step seven. But I can't get off of this, because a lot of us, we just don't want to tell people what's going on. We don't want to let it all out. We don't want to allow someone to know our business, because we've been hurt so much. But here we go again. By being conscious in him, now we know how to analyze people, how to assess people. Yes, it may be being called nosy, but it's our responsibility. It's our responsibility to find out who and what we have around us. So your healing is in motion right now. Your deliverance is in motion right now. But after this show, you may need to call somebody and start confessing some stuff. Some stuff that maybe 10 years ago that you've already been delivered from. But because you have not released it, and because you have not activated it, those things still keep reminding you about the past. Well, I mean, I know you may sit around sometime and wonder why does that keep coming up? That's been 10 years ago, but you never let it go, really. Did you really cast it on him, or did you just put a Band-Aid on it and make it look like it was okay, but it's really not in order? Number three, let's move along. Number three, we must, family, today, that the love of God is for you. I know, yeah, we talk about God's love, but do you really accept it in the conscious thinking that it's for you? See, this will help us by realizing that the love of God is for me personally. I have to take this thing personally. You hear me say this all the time. This lesson, these steps, this walk, this life, it's only about you. And I hope I'm talking to a lot of you. But every one of us, we cannot think this message is for all of us. We got to take it personal. We have to take ownership on what God is trying to do for us and understand that, yes, he loves you, but this love I have is just for me. Now, I know you may be saying, what do you mean? What I'm saying is that God is enough love for all. And he's going to love, I know in my heart, he is going to love Evangelist Bernard as much as he can love her because his love is for her. But watch this. I realize that the love he has for me is just for me. I can't share my love that he has for me with her because her love, the love he has for her is for her. Now, when we come together in agreement, the love that he has for me, the love that he has for her, now will confirm that God is love. Now we can worship together. Now we can study together. Now we can minister together because we are on one accord. But God's love must be taken personal. This will help us to open up and receive the inner healing that we need. Now, I'm praying that I am talking some stuff that's been talked about all week. I'm praying that some scriptures that are coming are confirmation of word that has already been spoken because guess what?
Yes,
sir. The message that is coming, it was a message from God. What comes from me, I pray, is going to line up and connect with others. I can keep the system. Yes, I can keep the system, and I can listen in every day, and I can get a little piece of this, but because of my trust in him, I don't listen. I don't call in. I don't do that because of the fact that I want to trust him that when I come forward, it's not my word, but it's his word. So today, family, as we must realize and take advantage that God's love is for me personally. Stop worrying about other folks.
Come on.
Stop worrying about if they getting what they getting. Get what you got to get first. Get that love of God and make it personal in your life. This will help us. I tell you, it will help us to start opening up. Because now we know that it's not something that can be taken away from us. A lot of times we don't share nothing about what God is doing because we think you may take it from us. But when you take something personal, when you take ownership on something, you know it can't be taken away. See, now that will help you to open up and receive the inner healing that God truly has for us. See, if we know the true nature of our Heavenly Father, that he loves us, it will help us to trust him. It will help us to open up ourselves so that we can receive the healing that only the Holy Spirit can provide. Watch this. Here's the word. Romans 8:32. It says, He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, who? Not just one, not just the black, not just the white, not just the Mexican, not just the smart, not just the dumb, not just the poor, not just the rich. It says, but for that he delivered him up for all. How he not with him also freely giving us all things. That's the word. See, after Christ has suffered and died for us, why would he withhold healing why would he withhold healing our wounded souls? See, we need to confidently open up to him and know that God has our best interest in for us because he is loving me on a one-on-one basis. He has my best interest at heart. He has my best outlook at heart. He has my best outcome at heart. And we have to understand that all we have to do is just look at what he went through on the cross. That's a touchstone. Remembering the goodness of God. Remembering that what he did for me. That allows us there that we can now accept the fact that after Christ has suffered and died for us, everything else was made available for us. He opened the door. He made a way. He corrected what would have been broken. He made it available for us right then, immediately, that we could have a right to the tree of life. Not that we could just walk into the tree of life, but we had a right. Meaning that if we will walk and take the steps that he has said we could take, that now we have the right to the tree of life. Family, you are loved by God. Family, not because of what you've done, not because of who you are. See, the Bible tells us that while ye were yet sinners, Christ died for you. He longed to have a relationship with you even before you became his child. That was his desire, Romans 5:8. But God commanded his love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. See, we were still broken. We were still messed up, but he did it because of the love he has for you. That even when you were still messed up, even though when you still wasn't doing what you were supposed to do, even though when you wasn't doing the right thing, he still died for you. Jesus said that the greatest love a man can show is for his friends. Is when he lays down his life for them. How many of us would die for a friend? How many of us would go to the cross for your sins? Now, come on. I mean, how many of us would, if you were on the bus together with a friend, and your friend, as a matter of fact, you would pass the head, and pass the head talk Jesus all over town. But you're my friend, and we're on the bus together. But this man comes on the bus with an AK-47, and he says, yeah, that guy back there, Pastor Ed, I'm going to shoot you today if you say Jesus. How many of us, what because of this love, what because of this thing that God, what because of this commandment, would any of us lay down our lives for a friend? Jesus did it for us. Why wouldn't we do it for others? See, we have to not, it's hard to put this out there because a lot of people say, well, everything, you know, to die for my friend, I would have to do it by standing in front of a bullet. No, to die for your friend may mean you may have to give up something monumental to help a friend. That's a way of dying for a friend because you've given up something that meant something to you. Just like Jesus' life meant something to him, he laid it down for his friend. Jesus said it, that the greatest love a man can show is for his friend. God loves us with the same love. He loves us with the same love that he showed towards Jesus himself. Yes, 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 today. You got to believe it. But it's true. Today is the day you must believe it. That the same love that God had for Jesus is the same love he has just for you. John 17:23. It says, I in them and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me, and thou hast loved me. See, when you know that God's love is for you, now you can show people what love is really about. Now you can show people what love, where love came from, how it was derived, how it was received, how you can give it out just like it was given to you, with the same love that he gave Jesus is the same love he wants to give us. When? No, not next year when you get it all together. No. Not after these people say that you've arrived. No, he wants to give it to you right now. When? Right now. So number three, God's love is for you. You must make it personal. When? Immediately. Number four, God's will for your mind. See, we have to accept it, that God's will for us, and we must receive it. When? Immediately. Remember, I told you, fear must be taken away. Fear must be cast on him. Fear must be eliminated out of your spirit. Right now, immediately. No longer can we walk in fear. 2 Timothy 1:7. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind. See, abuse, past hurts, people who have done you wrong, excuse me, people who have done your people wrong, those are all works of the devil. See, and that's why Jesus came. Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil and restore us, family, to the fullness to which we were created to fulfill. See, when Jesus was here on earth, he went about doing the will of the Father in heaven. This included healing all, not just one, but healing all who were oppressed of the devil. Acts 10:38, here's the word again. It says, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good. See, this is the will for you. This is the will, but for you to receive it, we got to get out of being afraid. We got to get that spirit of fear out of us. We have to receive the power and the love and the sound mind, because now we don't think like us anymore. We think like him. We no longer do it that way anymore. We do it his way. No longer do we worry about can we do it. We accept and take advantage of the things that Christ has already done, that now we can walk in Acts 10:38. Because God anointed Jesus, he'll anoint you. Because we are to do what? Greater things. How God anointed Jesus Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. For God was with him. You got to acknowledge it today. You have to accept it today. You have to walk in it today that he is walking with you. You got to get your mind set that he is with you. And then once your mind is on, you got to receive it, that you can do just what Christ done, but you can do it greater. See, Jesus' desire for you first is to heal your broken heart, to set all those things in order for you today. The Lord's desire for you is that you would go preach the gospel to the poor, because he said to go. But before you go, you got to get healed. He sent Christ to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, to recovering the sight of the blind, to set at liberty them have been bruised. He wants to restore your soul today because he wants you to go and restore souls. Okay, here's the word. Psalm 23:3. David said he restored soul. He leadeth me into the path of righteousness for what? His name's sake. The desire of God is for you to accept it. The desire of God is for his will to be followed. Change the way you think about it. Get your mind set on it and receive it. Get out of fear. Because we haven't been given a spirit of fear, but we've been given a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. Power, love, sound mind. Power, love, sound mind. Power, love, sound mind. See, those three together become one. Power is the anointing. Love is nothing but God. Sound mind, because we have been transformed by the renewings of our mind, that now we can have the Philippians 2:5. Let this mind be in you, which was also what? In Christ Jesus. Now, here's number five. And I know this could go on for days. But number five is that we must, once we've accepted the things that God has done for us and received them and walk in them as truth, now we got to start doing some stuff on our own. Not just by accepting from him, we got to start to now extend this thing out. Number five, you must extend forgiveness. Family, we must extend forgiveness towards all those who have hurt us. Oh, yes, yes, I hear you right now saying, oh, no, I forgave him. But every time you see him, you get this spirit in you that you just can't stand that person. Oh, no, I let that go. But every time you see her, you just want to go and do something to her. Oh, yeah, no, I casted that on the Lord, but every time they come to church, you want to leave. And I hope I'm talking to somebody, because forgiveness must be extended out to all. And, you know, not just by saying, you know, okay, you got me once, you got me twice, I'm just not going to deal with you no more. That's not forgiveness. Or I just don't have to be around that person no more. That's not forgiveness. Or I just don't go to that side of town no more. That's not forgiveness. See, unforgiveness will hinder, and it will hinder and block the healing power of the Holy Spirit. It will bind us up and separate us from God forgiving and his healing power. Mark 11:22 says, and we talked about this months ago, it's a principle about prayer, effectual, fervent prayer. But at the end, it says everything you can have throughout 11 to 21. But 22 says, but if you do not forgive others, neither will he forgive you. See, when you don't have forgiveness about something, you now negate all the forgiveness that God has done for you. Forgiveness. You've got to forgive. It'll bind us up. It'll separate us from what God truly wants to do. And I'm talking to somebody right now. I've been going to church forever. I pay my tithes every week. I'm at Bible study. I'm at choir rehearsal. I'm at church on Sunday. But your life is just not going in the exceedingly abundantly lifestyle it should be going. We got to understand today that unforgiveness for one thing, not for all the things, but just one unforgiveness can block and separate us from what God has done. Unforgiveness is a deadly poison. It will, not it might, not that it could, it will separate us from God's forgiveness in our own lives. Then it gives us over to tormenting spirits. Oh, yes. Those thoughts come. Oh, yes. The opposition wants to rob, to what? Kill, what? And destroy. Because he wants you to live in your subconscious mind that reminds you of all the things that have been done to you. See, it is totally impossible to receive healing when you're in this position. Yes, you've been prayed over. Yes, you've been laid hands over. The healing has already been done, but your body has not caught up with it. It may just be because of unforgiveness. Mark 11:25-26. And when you stand praying, forgive. If ye have aught against any, not just against your brother, your sister, your cousin, your homeboy, your ex-schoolmate, it says, if you have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive your trespasses. But it's always a contractual situation in this word. If you do this, this, and this, you shall receive this. But, and this is what the word says, if you do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses. Family, it doesn't take a blind man to see this. Unforgiveness will block God's forgiveness from operating in your life. If you're wondering why you just can't get over this certain thing that you know you've been forgiven about, it's maybe because you haven't forgiven somebody down the line. And I know it's hard. Oh, I got to be very gentle here. I know it's hard because people have done some really bad things to you. But because it's his desire to heal your relationship, to heal your inner man, to heal your love relationship with him, he wants us to cast it on him that now he can now forgive everything that you've done. That he could truly release it. But if you're holding on to that one gripe about that woman who stole your $100 or bought the dress before you did or got in the barber chair before it was your turn but he jumped in, if you have not gotten rid of that unforgiveness, those little things, they can hinder you from receiving that forgiveness you need in your own life. And believe this, family, inner healing requires God's forgiveness. For you to heal your inner relationship, for you to heal your loving relationships, for you to heal your personal relationships, it requires that you be healed by God's forgiveness. Watch this. Here's that word again, Matthew 18:32-35. Then his Lord, after that he had called him, said unto him, oh, thou wicked servant, I forgave ye all your debt. Remember this story? Because thou desirest me. Shouldn't thou have had compassion on your fellow servant, even as I have pity on thee? And his Lord was with what? And delivered him to the tormentors till he should pay all that was due to him. So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you. If ye from your hearts forgive not every one his brother their trespasses. See, we go to God and we say, Lord, forgive us for this, forgive us. But we still have forgiven old brother down the street for something that was really minute. Every pain, every hurt, every sorrow must be given unto him. See, the scripture tells us that when you do not forgive as you've been forgiven, that we will now be given unto tormenting spirit. This is the last thing we need right now, family. We are seeking purpose. We are seeking direction. We are seeking the desired will for our lives that come from the desirer, who is God. We can't afford to have tormented spirits in this thing because we need to hear clearly. Now, if this was just some regular station, if this was just some regular broadcast, then I could just preach a regular message. But I have to say it today because I know that the ones who are committed to this station and to this following are trying to go higher. That they're not just trying to do this just to say I was online. They're not just trying to do this to say I was a part of this thing. The people that are joining this movement here are desiring a greater will from God.
Oh, glory.
So I got to keep it real with you today that we cannot afford to let anything separate us from the love of God.
Hallelujah.
God is desiring us to be whole again.
Holy.
God is desiring for us to go higher. God is desiring for you to do his will. Right now. He is desiring for you to get in line with his word right now.
Okay.
You got to forgive, family. It is absolutely essential to release feelings of bitterness and unforgiveness. If you really want to truly, fully receive healing in our souls. See, forgiving others will welcome the healing power of the Holy Spirit into our lives.
Hallelujah.
Every time you forgive somebody, forgive them openly. Let them know that they've been forgiven. You got to speak this thing unto people and let them know from the heart and from the love of God, I forgive you. Yes, you did this to me. Yes, you made this happen. But today, forget it about all the past. We're talking about right now. Today must be a day of forgiveness. I know it's been some hard things done. I know it's been difficult stuff that didn't happen. But today, for you to go where God wants you to go, family, we must forgive. We must receive the full power, healing of the Holy Spirit immediately. Number six. Family, you just got to realize today who you are in Christ. Stop worrying about Pastor so-and-so. Stop worrying about evangelist this. Stop worrying about Bishop that. You, family, have to realize today who you are in Christ.
You got to
accept your identity in Christ. Absolutely, it's absolutely vital that you receive it.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, yes, it's good to know that this is happening over, but you must make it personal and realize who you are in Christ. There was a sister on here a couple of weeks ago, and we were talking about the message, and she came on, and she gave a synopsis of that message where I thought she should have preached it. She realized who she was in Christ. She didn't hold that.
She's the man of God, and I can't,
No, look. There's nothing different from you than it is from me.
All right.
I just realized who I am in Christ.
Come on.
There's no difference in her and him and them and them and them and this and this, even though they got a big 10,000-member church or 10 churches all over the country, there's no difference in them and us. The difference is that they realize who they
are
in Christ.
In Christ, my God.
See, you need to know today, family, that you are a new creation. You.
Ooh,
you
Jesus.
Need to know today that you are free from the darkness of your past. You, personally, you got to take this purpose. You need to know that you are forgiven of your sins. Today, you need to know, today, right now, immediate, 0.5 seconds, you need to know that the freedom and the healing are yours personally because of the blood Christ shed just for you.
Jesus.
See, you'll see so much power come to you when you can accept this thing as just for you.
All right.
You got to know who you really are in Christ.
Oh, Lord. Help us, Jesus.
You got to know who he said you are. The Bible says that he knew you personally. He called your name personally.
Mm-hmm.
Before the foundation of the world.
Yeah.
That he chose as his son, as his daughter. He chose you.
Okay.
To go and make disciples. He chose you to be forgiven. He chose you to be healed. He chose you to be delivered.
Bless your name, Jesus.
Number six, you must realize who you are in Christ. And on top of that, everything about this word, you got to take it personal. You got to make this thing like it's just for you. Okay, yeah, that may be a little selfish. Well, be selfish, because this word is just for you. But see, by being selfish and saying, I'm going to take this thing and make it personal, now you can go and make disciples with the word, because now that word will go and go to others.
Mm-hmm.
But you must have a mindset that this thing is personal. Number seven, stop feeding on the lies and insecurities, guilt, and pain. Stop listening to folks that they got something good to say. Get people away from you to keep reminding you of your mess. Eliminate out of your life today anything that reminds you of your pain, your hurt, your unforgiveness, because Jesus already took it away. He's already done what should have been done. He's already completed the whole works. There's nothing that anybody else can do that will ever eliminate what he's already done.
But he's already done. Hallelujah.
So you got to, look, I'm telling you now, if it's anything around you, anything in you, anything that's telling you you can't do what you're supposed to do, you need to get that out of your life.
Hallelujah.
It is absolutely vital that you got to stop paying attention to the haters. You got to stop paying attention to all those that don't want to see you do good. Here's that word again. 2 Corinthians 10:4 says, casting down imagination and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. We're going to keep this one very short. You got to get the haters out of your life.
No.
If they're not building you up, if they're not edifying Christ, if they're not trying to help you get where you're supposed to go, you need to get them out. As some of my homeboys say, you got to make them kick rocks.
All right.
Immediately. No, when?
Now.
Immediately. immediately. See, we keep wanting to put a timetable on stuff. We keep wanting to say that we can do this by this time and do this by that time. No, you got to do this thing right now. Number eight, it might be hard. It's going to be difficult. But number eight is you must forgive yourself. You got to start, now don't forget, this is personal. You got to start making this thing, you got to start seeing yourself as God sees you. See, number one part of it is that you got to forgive yourself. Some of us, you know, it may not be everybody, but, you know, I used to hold it against myself. Because I had a scholarship to go, I had a scholarship to play basketball. But because of my relationship with my father, I wanted to go against him. So I went to the Marine Corps. Later on, when some of my friends had made it big in college, you know, I used to always hold that against myself. You know, that if I woulda, coulda, shoulda, I held it against myself for so long. I could have been this. I could have maybe made the NBA. That unforgiveness of myself used to hold me back from doing what God said I could do right then. So so instead of taking this route, I took this route. Instead of going here, I went there because I just didn't feel, I held it against myself that I made wrong decisions. But the word of God tells me is that in Psalm 103:12, it says, as far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed my transgressions. I made that personal. The word says remove our transgressions from us. Romans 5:1, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Isaiah 43:25, it says, and he that blotted out thy transgressions for my own sake and will not remember thy sin. Look, if he's already accepted it and forgiven you, you got to forgive yourself. You got to allow forgiveness to become a part of your life. You got to allow the forgiveness of God to become personal. No longer is it the world that lives in me, but it's he that lives in me. Forgive yourself today, family. And number nine, speaking to the pain helps release it unto Jesus. You got to make this thing and take the authority that you have. You got to take this thing and work it with what's been put in you. Release it unto him. Lastly, go to the pain, the emotional wound that's hidden deep in you. Confront it, but confront it with the healing love of Christ. By you knowing that Jesus already paid the price, that he's already taken away the hurts, the pains, the sorrows, you got to speak to this thing today and let it call it out. And let it be known that I'm giving it unto him. I'm giving it unto him immediately. I'm not holding on to this thing anymore. I'm not going to allow this thing to hinder me. I am going to do exactly what the word says I can do. Not tomorrow, not next year. I want to be healed today. I want to be healed in my relationship with you. So now I can be healed in my relationship with others. No longer, family, can we live by the ways of the subconscious mind. We got to get conscious. We got to get accountable. We got to get in line. We got to get in right standing with him immediately. stop the mess. Accept the fact. Acknowledge who you are. And claim it. Claiming that you are his child. Claiming that you are called according to who? His purpose. And now walk being willing, if willing, ready, and available to do his will on earth as has already been done in heaven.
My God.
Heavenly Father God, we thank you today, Lord. We just worship you today, Lord. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your steps that you've given us, Lord, that we can be healed again, that we can be put in right standing, Heavenly Father God. We thank you today, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We give you all the honor, all the glory in your Son Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen.
Wow. That was a lot. I have to go back into the archives, Pastor Hamilton. I tell you, this has been terrific. I know it doesn't happen overnight, and we've been on this subject Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and today for both Fridays. And I tell you, it's been different perspectives on relationships. All of it goes back to points back to forgiveness. And there won't be any healing in any of our lives if we are not willing to forgive. And when we forgive, then we can let go and we'll be able to forgive others. I tell you, we have had a fantastic week on this topic. And it's so much more. You gave 9 fundamental keys for healing relationships. We talked about relationships with our spouses, with our children, with our parents, with our co-workers, with our sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. And it's just been amazing, amazing, amazing. We serve an amazing God. I tell you, we can't pay for these nuggets and all of the keys and the steps and the process and the analysis and dissecting of our minds and our hearts and, you know, all of the past hurts and our child from our childhood on into our adulthood. When are we going to accept and forgive ourselves, and then allow God to do the work in us? Many times you find people are not healed because some of us are set in our ways, and, hey, we hold on to things for years on top of years. Some of us say, and, you know, you hear people say, oh, I'm going to take that to my grave with me. Well, why you want to take something like that devastating to your grave? Hallelujah. You certainly should want to release that. You don't want to bury anything in your grave that's going to cause you to miss the opportunity to reign with our Lord and Savior. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. I tell you, I call this Manpower Week, because every Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday we're men on the line with the anointing and also the gift of wisdom. God have given wisdom to man, and that means women and men. But it's just been a main thing this week, and I just thank God. Tuesday I elaborated a little bit on forgiveness, but it's just been awesome. I'm going to have to go back and get all of those, you're trying to write and keep everything down, and that's why it's so beautiful to be able to go back into the archives and listen to these messages again and let them resonate in your spirit. And I tell you, it will definitely help you. So we don't know what God is going to do. Maybe he'll continue and flow on with this subject, because there's so much more that needs to be talked about and discussed. Amen. So we thank God for you, Pastor Hamilton. Thank God for your faithfulness to the body of Christ. It's just a blessing to always hear you and you always speak with such wisdom and most of all such love. And that's it. If you can't import anything to anybody with love, then they won't receive you. I don't care what kind of information you have and what kind of funds you might have in your bank account. If you don't exhibit and demonstrate love, it don't mean anything. It's null and void to people. So folks, people, my cousin used to say, you know, people aren't interested in how much you know until they learn and they experience how much you care. That's what we have to do. We have to put caring back into the relationships, back into our relationships in the body of Christ with our families. Dr. Corinthians was on yesterday, and he talked about, you know, children and, you know, how to respect and how to not provoke your children and how to treat them with respect and not make so many demands and remembering just, you know, when you were a child and you was mischievous and all of this, you know, we expect after we come into the knowledge of who Christ is and we commit our way to the Lord, then we want the children, we won't allow them to go out and do. He even brought in, he did bring in the prodigal son and what have you. So it's just been a fantastic week, I tell you. I've enjoyed you as always, and you certainly have to have your pen and pad ready when Pastor Hamilton comes on the line, because he's going to give you some keys, he's going to give you some principles, he's going to give you some steps, he's going to give you the prerequisites of what is needed for whatever it is we're trying to achieve in the body of Christ. So thank you, Pastor Hamilton. We're going to ask Sister Ruby, our co-host, thank God for Sister Ruby doing a wonderful job. I don't know if anybody's in the chat room, but we're going to open up the lines. I don't know what kind of time you have, Pastor Hamilton, if you're able to hang on for a few more minutes behind. If not, we understand.
I have a couple of minutes. You know, my Fridays are pretty active, but, you know, I love being with my family.
Yes, and we love you and appreciate you so much, Pastor Hamilton. Thank God.
I love
for you
guys too.
Amen, amen.
Amen.
Sister Ruby, is anybody on the chat room or any of the callers would like to ask any questions or have a comment? They're welcome to do so.
Evangelist Joshua, your line is open.
God bless you, Evangelist Joshua.
Hello?
Amen, amen.
Amen.
I'll come back to her. Sister Carter, your line is open.
As the Lord says, this is word. Truly word that we can take, you know, and hide it in our bosom and remember every word that he has said and all that he has, you know, how he, the pastor has brought out so clearly. And let us not walk before the Lord, how to forgive, that God may bless us and we can go higher in him. And this is really good work he has done. My goodness, really, really good. It's really encouraging and everything.
Amen.
True. And I like the 9 steps that he's given. This is good.
Amen. Well, God bless you, my sister.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Bless you too.
Sister Albertine.
Hi. Good morning.
How are you doing, Evangelist Spinard, Sister Ruby, Pastor Hamilton? I came in the last 45 minutes, so I didn't get the beginning of it, but I'll go back. But it just made me think about my moving situation and the things I'm going through. And about, you know, forgiveness, about loving yourself and forgiving, you know, forgiving people and letting things go. And I just keep reminding myself and asking God, you know, it's like things we go through and I got to stop looking at past things and things that's happening and things that I lost, but look forward to the things that the Lord is going to bless me with.
Yeah.
And stop reminding myself of my situation as far as how did I get in this, how did I lose this, but instead thank God and know that the greater is coming.
Yes.
Oh,
something that I just have to, I kind of emotionally got caught earlier a little while ago before I tuned in, and then Cammy called me and asked me, was I listening? And I said, oh, my God, I need to call and get on because I just kind of fell asleep. I was just a little stressed, and it just kind of, the move just got to me. I'm just like, I got to lay down and get some rest. But the Lord woke me up and said, call. And I said, no, it's too late. And the Lord said, no, I want you to call. So I got on and I caught the last 45 minutes, and he just spoke to me and just told me, just forgive myself.
Yeah,
and
yes.
Look forward. You know, don't worry about what your family said. Don't worry about what people are accusing you of. Don't worry about what people think. Oh, you had this, you had that. What happened? The greater is to come. And I think that's what the Lord. Because I keep looking at Pastor Hamilton's heart, because I keep looking at. Looking at their houses, like, oh, I keep comparing it. And the Lord keeps saying, don't do that, because
that's
I have
right.
something better for you. But if you keep looking behind yourself, how can I ever bless you? How could you ever look forward to you? So it just woke me up, like, out of my spirit. I just woke up, like, you're right. I got to just stay on the ball and know that the Lord
that's
has
right.
me. And know
Hallelujah.
That, you know, He's took me this far. He's not going to leave me. He's protecting me. He's with me. And so he just said, you got to forgive yourself and let it go.
And make it personal.
And make it personal. And love him.
Yes.
And make, you know.
Ooh,
and
Jesus.
Like you were saying, my love for me is for me. You know, when you were saying your wife love that he has is for her. But together, that covenant,
yes.
that bond, that love. Mm. So, and don't look at what other people are getting. And say, Lord, this, and look at that, because what God has for you is for you.
That's
and
right.
Because we base our blessings upon what God is doing for other people, but what we fail to realize is that, wow, Lord, if you can give her that five-bedroom, maybe you'll give me a six. Or
that's right.
If you bless her with her in her business, then you'll bless me in my business and then some. So not, you know, we have to understand, you know, what you were saying, God love is for us, and the way
yes.
he loves, the way he blesses us is for us.
Yes.
And we have to look at, be happy when other people get blessed. Don't worry about it.
Oh, hallelujah.
Be happy with them, because you know that yours is on the way. So, you know, you get a little tired and frustrated, and today was one of those days. It just really got to me, and I had to lay down, but I'm back up, I'm on the ball, and I'm going to continue to praise the Lord and just go for it. And
God
trust
bless
him.
You, my sister.
God bless you too, Pastor Hamilton.
Okay.
All right. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God.
Evangelist Joshua. Evangelist Joshua. He must be on mute. Okay. Oh, it's not anybody in the chat room at this time, but I'm blessed to be on the broadcast, Pastor Hamilton, every week.
God bless you.
The steps and knowing this and looking for that, and then it's always an inside job. And so I just thank
yes.
the Lord for your heart being so pure for God's people, and he allow you to bring the word of life to us at different times, all the different steps that we have to do. And he final with you with the day about forgive yourself. It's about having
yes.
children yesterday about different parts. Evangelist Bernard brought it, the other bishop brought it, but he just keep giving us each and every time of our whole heart. So I thank Jesus for you and being faithful to want to spread his gospel and the truth. So God
Amen.
Bless you. And as you can say, family is for today. It's now.
Yes.
Bernard, back in your hands.
Well, I love you guys. I'm on my way to Baytown to do a conference tonight, and I'm just excited. I love you guys. I appreciate you, and I'm excited for next week.
Amen, amen. Well, you have a safe trip. We love you and appreciate you, and asking God to continue to just bless you, perpetual blessings, and flow
amen.
In your life.
Ooh.
Praise
Hallelujah.
God for you. So
Hallelujah.
Next week, have a great weekend.
Hallelujah.
All right, love
Hallelujah.
You guys.
Hallelujah.
And that's Spirit's Evangelist Joshua. God bless you.
Praise the Lord.
God bless you. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah, praise the Lord. You're back. You're on the line.
Yeah, I don't know what was going on. I was trying to speak, but praise the Lord to you both and to the Pastor Hamilton. I enjoyed the teaching. I enjoyed that teaching. You know, I really enjoyed him reminding us of forgiveness. But, we don't know how to forgive until we receive Christ yeah. Jesus in our life. And then it's a learning process. So I just enjoyed his word. Heard him before. Mm-hmm. God bless you in your endeavors. And I just enjoyed everything. God bless you both. I love you.
Love you too. We're glad to get you. But we're glad you guys came back and called back in, Evangelist Joshua.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, then. Thank you so much. Evangelist Bernard, back over to you.
Amen, amen. Well, we just thank God for everything that we have been able to receive on this week, God. About the word saying, hide this word in our heart that we may not sin against God. And I tell you, we have had some profound teaching this week, teaching and preaching and praying and the works. Amen. So before we dismiss, I'm going to ask Sister Ruby, if she would, we want to offer up a word of prayer for Pastor Gloria Jones in Sacramento, and also a word of prayer for my cousin, Prophetess Theodora Glover, in Atlanta. She's been in the hospital for 2 days, so we want the Lord to undertake and raise her up, and also to raise up Pastor Gloria Jones, amen, and pray to also Pastor Adams, who lost her uncle this week there and in the day. So we're going to ask Sister Ruby to go forth and pray for those individuals.
Lord Jesus, we just thank you for this opportunity to come before your precious son. Pastor Hamilton had prayed and closed out and everything, but there's a special prayer that's going up. You know each and everything about the sisters and the pastors that we have called, Evangelist Bernard have called out. Lord, you have to go where they're at. Lord, and we know that you are a healer. You will heal and you will deliver and you will bring them and raise them up, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Whatever is affecting them, you want the organs, every part of their body to come into line with your word because you said you are a healer and you shall heal. All we have to do is call on you and walk by faith and believe that you can and you will do it because you made these bodies. You know everything about us. You know every part of our bodies. Hallelujah. You know where we live. You know our address and you know our names. You know our mothers and fathers and you know the children that we have with us, or husbands or wives. So, Lord, we just thank you for this opportunity that you would give us on this broadcast to pray for your precious people, your pastors that's doing the work, that's spreading the gospel all over the world, Lord Jesus. And we know that we need more and more to spread the word, Lord. So we know you said in your word that you will raise them up, that you will be with them, hallelujah, that you will come and see about them when they call, when we call out your name and pray for them. We pray for Evangelist's cousin that's been sick. Lord Jesus, we ask you to touch her because you can go where we can't go, Lord Jesus. You know the situation that is in there. We ask you to heal, move all infirmities, hallelujah, that would stop it from flowing the way you have structured our bodies to flow. Hallelujah. We praise you and we love you and we thank you and we give you the glory and we give you the praise and we pray for all the bereavement families, Lord Jesus. We ask you to comfort their heart. Only you can comfort the way you can. And we're praying for Sister Albertine. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, you know what's going on in her life. And she says she responded this day, Lord Jesus, because you know sometimes where we're at and what we see and what we feel that we have in our surroundings and where we live, that it would be there. Hallelujah. But, Lord, we thank you for bringing her on the broadcast at the almost end of it, Lord Jesus, and we ask you to, Lord Jesus, to give her a vision. You talk to her. She gets on here many a times and say, what the Lord has told her about me, Evangelist Bernard, or different people she's praying for. She's always praying for. yourselves in seeking and want the best for your people and this broadcast, Lord Jesus. And we know sometimes a lot of us have been through where we haven't had bread or we haven't been able to feed our children when we weren't saved. I know when I wasn't saved, Lord Jesus, but you came to the rescue. Hallelujah. So if you can come to the rescue for a sinner, mm-hmm. I know you can. The rescue for your saint. Lord, bless her.
Yes.
A vision. Show her just what you have for her in store, Lord. Give her back that joy that she comes on with this broadcast every day. Always coming on this broadcast. Hallelujah. Thinking about Evangelist Bernard. Hallelujah. That you would bless Evangelist. That you would, and not only she say that, she talks and pray and bless for all of us, the listeners, and all over the world. Lord Jesus, we ask you to give her a double portion, Lord. Open up her eyes. Let her see where you're sending her. Let her see that she can say, Lord, and when she said that record came in my heart, that young girl sing, Jack a car or something, say, greater is coming, Sister Albertine. Come on, see, greater is coming for you. The Bible says, lift up your head, oh, ye. And be ye lifted up, you everlasting door, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is your King of glory, Sister Albertine. And we thank, we love you, and we're praying, and we know the Lord will bless and keep and move you and give you that vision about where he's sending you to or where he's not. And you too. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. We ask you to give her that vision because you always give it her word. A spirit for each and every one of us on this broadcast. And she comes on with love in her heart for your people and all over the world on this broadcast. So we know that you're going to protect and do well by her. And we pray for each and every listener, each and every caller in the chat room, each and every one you sent on this line. Only you can send it. We thank you for your anointing. Hallelujah. That you sent with your word. We thank you for Evangelist Joshua coming on the line. Hallelujah. We thank you for Evangelist Carson, each and everyone, Sister Carter, everybody that you have allowed to come on this broadcast, Lord Jesus. We ask you to bless them, protect them, guide them, and direct them. And Lord Jesus, we know that we will get a result of that. Sister Albertine will tell us what thus say the Lord say to her. Hallelujah. So, Lord, give her joy. Give her peace. Lord, bring her down to her heart. Hallelujah. Make it sound and pure like she normally come on here because she have gotten a rhema word from you, Jesus. We thank you and we praise you and we give you all the glory. And we give you all the praise. We can't do anything without you. Hallelujah. We thank you and we love you. And back over to you, Evangelist Bernard. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We just like to encourage you to go back. If you have some free time to get later today or early tomorrow, if you're at home and you just meditating and feasting on God's word, go back if you have access to a computer and listen to these messages. Dr. Singleton was on Monday, Tuesday I expounded, Wednesday Bishop Jesse Grant was on, and Thursday Bishop Corinthus Patterson was on, and today Pastor Hamilton was on. I tell you this word, I just believe God is going to continue this series, so we'll be hearing from some other people next week. Maybe Evangelist Joshua may have some free time. I don't know, but we will be talking to a few people and getting their perspective on healing relationships. I just feel that it's very necessary and it's very critical the day we're living in, that we have some discussion on how to bring healing in our relationship. This is of God. This is of God. And, you know, we always often revisit some place that's not comfortable to each and every one of us. And all of us have places that we don't want to revisit. Nobody want to remember anything tragic and anything that was ugly and nasty in their lives. Nobody want to remember those things. But, honey, I tell you, when you are in the body, God will give you grace to get through every situation. Amen. So, again, we'd like to invite you to tune in tomorrow morning for They Overcame with Elder Albert and Minister Billy Burns, a husband and wife team. They host the segment on, and it's under this umbrella, New Destiny Ministries. It's called They Overcame, and they air at 5 a.m. in the morning. So it's a great sacrifice in California for 5 in the morning, but it's 7 Central Time and 8 on the eastern border of the nation. So we certainly would like for you all to tune in. She has some wonderful guests that come on and share remarkable, I mean, miracles that God has performed in their lives. And on Sunday morning, we come together for 30 minutes of early, 30 to 45 minutes of early Sunday morning prayer. We thank God for Sister Carter being so faithful and Sister Ruby Mann and the switchboard and coming on, my sister Dawn. Remember to keep my mother also in your prayer. Amen. So just continue to pray. And if you're able to join us on Sunday morning, we certainly will welcome it. If not, we'll see you back on the line on Monday evening at 1 o'clock p.m. God bless you all. Have a terrific and great and safe weekend. Sister Ruby, if you can play Greater Is Coming, we're going to dedicate that song today to Sister Albertine. And Sister Albertine, be encouraged. We're
Amen.
Praying for you, and we're fasting for you. And thank God for Evangelist Joshua. Just always so wonderful to hear her voice. Amen. We miss Amen. Sister T today and Sister Cammie, but keep all of us. So if God drops somebody in your heart, give them a call. Or if you're not able to call them, just call out their name in prayer. Because we all
Amen.
Need to encourage one another. We all need to be able to lift one another's spirits, because we all are going through something and we all have a story. So we have enjoyed each and every one of you all for this past week. It's just been marvelous to me. I tell you, I feel like I've been walking around in the heavens, on the cloud. That's how light I've been after hearing these messages. This week it have encouraged me to make me to know that there's nothing impossible for God, and that healing balm is in Christ Jesus. There is a balm in Gilead. Hallelujah. And all we have to do is continue to look to Jesus, and he will bring healing in our lives. It may not come instantly. It's going to take some time. You're going to have to put some work in it. But guess what? God will do what he said he would do.
Amen.
So God bless you all. Love you all.
Okay, that came in my spirit too. Greater Is Coming by Jacqueline Carr. So, Sister Albertine, this is a double one.
Yeah.
An olive has to go through 3 stages for its all to run. It has to go through the shaking, the beating, and the pressing. And just like the olive, some of you may have felt like you go through the shaking, the beating, and the pressing. You went through all of that for your all to flow. Now, your greater is coming. If it had not been for the shaking, I never would have been ready for the making, no. If it had not been for the beating, I would have never knew how anointed I would be, oh yeah. If it had not been for the pressing, I wouldn't be able to walk into my destiny. Preparing me, preparing me, preparing me.
the spirit. Happy. I'm pressing in the spirit. Prepare.